That's a weird dream.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Also, Jesus Christ, earlier this week, I woke up in the middle of the night more terrified than I can ever remember being in my adult life.
It wasn't Gillen related.
No, it wasn't.
It was Gillen!
It was fucking weird. There was just a crazy sound that I heard in a dream or something, and I just woke up, and I was so terrified, it literally took me about 5 minutes of just lying awake in my bed to work up the courage to get up and look to see what time it was. It was some crazy shit. Anyway, so that happened to me this week.
That was me, actually.
You were just standing there with a vitality sensor on every finger. And
That's what the sound probably was, I think, actually.
Yeah, probably. So if we're about ready to close this out, we have one amazing email. Era of crazy Natal and like VR shit. They will actually come out of your screen and haunt you.
You try to sleep, but then the Pikmin are all, you know, look up and they're sort of on your bookshelf.
By the way, completely by chance, Nick and Jake heard a reprise of the ridiculous sound that woke me up that I'd talked about being terrified by.
Because it really did sound like the Silent Hill soundtrack. It just sort of like just leapt out of your computer.
Yeah. There was a beat to it and everything.
It was fucked up. It's a crazy, just this amazing, horrible, like tortured metal and electronics. Yeah.
It's like a human heart plus like the pause theme to Battletoads plus like four like electric bandsaws like falling off of a thing. Yeah. Plus Pyramid Head just sawing off your face.
Yeah, it was terrifying. There were two separate sounds that occurred about a minute apart.
Yeah.
And the second one seriously sounded like Pyramid Head was fucking all up in here. It was pretty horrifying.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad I wasn't asleep at that point.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that happened. There's an update. We wish we had a recording of it for you, but we don't.
Just imagine the worst sound.
The most terrifying sound. Just imagine that. You're there.
Yeah. There was like 1,000 iPhones sitting next to a speaker. That digital noise amplified.
Right. Yeah, until the speaker actually
sitting
fell
next
apart.
To a Marshall full stack.
Yeah.
Do a favor for the guy who likes humans. And when you do it, the guy's like, see, whatever the other guy's name is, humans are pretty good. This guy just did a nice thing for me. And it was very kind. And then the other guy's like, oh yeah, well, I guess he was just doing it for her own ends. And then right as he says that, that's when all the little experience point things start popping up on the screen. And it's like, man, I don't actually know if that was supposed to be a joke or if it's just like, like BioWare is sort of just self-referentially like mocking the idea of altruism in a video game. I don't know. It was really amusing. That this guy's like, there's no way.
It's just sort of like a do the right thing moment.
In fact, I even think that pushed me over the edge, and I think I leveled up at that point. Like,
Jesus Christ! Oh, no!
My computer contains an emotion engine.
Whoa, Nick is babooing involuntarily because he was just visited by Pyramid Head.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that
my
came
back
through.
Was to that. That
oh, my
that,
God. I hope you guys could hear that. Because
that's
the
second time tonight
the world.
Nick has been scared out of his
God.
It was like a panic attack. Like,
man, you were really affected by that.
I didn't like that at all.
Maybe we should
I'm
take
a jumpy
break.
Person.
So my computer just made some really... Whoa. I bet the readers can't hear this at all, and Nick is just...
speakers now, just in case it does it again.
Right. All right, we're taking a break. Video game.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I had a little bit too much coffee for that to happen. That's not a good thing.
You were asking for death a second ago.
That's what death sounds like to me. Like, that's...
That's the sound of a brain no longer
working. Yeah, that's the end.
That was amazing.
Fuck.